For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
We're gathered today to hear directly from the American victims of illegal immigration. You know, you hear the other side, you never hear this side.
President Trump at a White House news conference. This is in San Diego. A rally outside a San Diego detention center condemning the administration's policies. Republican leaders say they still plan to vote on an immigration bill next week. The president has been accusing Democrats of holding it up, but actually the measure he backs doesn't have enough support among Republicans. The bill he's pushed, curbing legal immigration and funding his border wall, failed to pass the House yesterday. The second measure didn't have enough votes either. The president tweeted that GOP leaders should stop wasting their time for now, predicting that more Republicans will be elected in November. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now, we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply, and of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
A victory for privacy. A Supreme Court ruling now that police must get a search warrant if they want to track a person's cell phone movements. Jack Calabaruch with the Project on Government Oversight.
It's a very significant shift in terms of the court's attitude and when it looks at the Fourth Amendment and saying, what is this supposed to protect? How much should previous norms restrict us from saying the government has too much power here, we need to put a check on them?
A 13-year-old Illinois boy faces a felony charge for secretly recording a conversation that he had with his school principal. The state has some of the toughest eavesdropping laws in the country. The teenager's mother says it was a conversation about him missing detention.
It's a child's word against an adult's word, and there's no actual evidence of what was being said. The adult is going to be taken into account as the person being truthful automatically.
If convicted, he could face time in a juvenile center and a $25,000 fine. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Tributes continue to come in for conservative columnist and Fox News contributor Charles Krauthammer. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
Krauthammer died on Thursday at the age of 68. Earlier this month, he had revealed that he was in the final stages of a losing battle with cancer. He'd been missing from Fox News special report for nearly a year as he battled that disease. Fox's Britt Hume worked with Krauthammer for decades.
The man was so courageous in the way he lived his life, and he overcame so much, I mean almost total paralysis, to achieve what he achieved.
Krauthammer had graduated from Harvard Medical School back in 1975 from his hospital bed as he was recovering from a diving accident that left him a lifelong quadriplegic. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're going to need more than a ruler to measure recent rainfall in some parts of Texas. 16 inches of rain have fallen in the border town of McAllen, Texas, just this week, turning streets into rivers, submerging cars, and flooding many homes and businesses. Over 150 people have had to be rescued by emergency crews. The South Texas region will start drying out today. No rain is in the forecast for the weekend. Severe thunderstorms and torrential rains are possible from the Midwest to the eastern seaboard, while excessive heat and fire threats continue in California and the Southwest. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.